today will surely bring its shares of doubts and concerns. So for now, let's pause for a moment of encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
Each day, people endure persecution of some sort. People are being persecuted all over the world without really knowing why. Have you ever been looked down upon? Have you ever been disliked by others for no reason? Have you ever wondered why some people treat you so negatively? I have been in meetings with people that I didn't know, never met, nor been associated with, and for some reason, they gave me the cold shoulder. I have extended my hand to shake theirs, and it took a moment for them to reciprocate the action. I'm sure that you too have wondered to yourself, what did I do to them to deserve that? What I want you to know, that it's nothing that you've done. It has more to do with who you are and who you represent. You must remember who you are. You are an ambassador of Christ. You are a messenger representing the King of Heaven with the gospel, who pleads with the people of the world to be reconciled to God, who is the rightful King. Who you are shines a light on who they are not. Who you are reminds them of the wrong they practice. You are not on their team, and they are not on your team. You have an adversary. The enemy is fighting against you through people who are not aware that they are being used in that way. So don't be surprised when someone dislikes you and you know you haven't done anything to warrant it. Jesus said, "Remember the words that I say to you. A servant is not greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they kept my words, they will keep yours also." Who is they? They are the individuals who have an issue with you without a cause. Jesus was informing his disciples that they should expect to be treated like he was, because those who hated him will also hate them. Based on these words, we should not be surprised when our adversary comes against us with negativity, with dislike or discontent. Why you? Because you follow the leader. Why you? Because you're not on their team. Why you? Because you are a servant of the master. Why you? Because you made the decision to be on the winning team. Why you? Because you represent the King and the kingdom. Why you? Because he said you would be persecuted for his name's sake. Remember what James said in James chapter 1, verses 2 through 4. My brother, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. Why you? Because that which you are experiencing is a test of your faith that will produce the necessary patience that will mature you and bring you into a deeper communion with God and a greater trust in Christ. Why you? Because he said it would happen. These are just a few words to encourage and remind you to keep the main thing the main thing.
Join us each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement. Discover more when you download the free Tony Hare Ministries app on your mobile device. Hear the latest message, start your personal Bible reading plan, customize your private journal, and much more. Download the free Tony Hare Ministries app today.